For the hundreds of young homeless people who have passed through its doors, Winston Court has provided them with the support needed to get their lives back on track. The hostel, based in North Walsham, offers secure accommodation to around 15 young people at any one time and aims to prepare them to live independently. It is just one of the many vital services run by the Benjamin Foundation for some of the most vulnerable individuals in our county. And money from this year's Norwich Sleep Out 2016 will ensure that they all continue to operate across Norfolk. Wayne Miles, operations manager at Winston Court, said it had provided a temporary home to around 300 individuals since it opened 18 years ago. For some young people, it has been a lifesaver, he said. It has helped turn the lives around of many of these young people, and some of them have said they don't know where they would have been without it. The service offers 9 single accommodation rooms, a communal kitchen, laundry room, lounge and games room for people aged 16 to 25. Once they're ready, they then have the choice to move into one of the charity's 6 semi-independent move-on flats located opposite the main building. Mr. Miles said, "It is 24-hour support when they arrive. The main thing is that because they are homeless, we offer them 4 walls and security. That is really important for some of them." The young residents are also allocated a support worker who can help address any particular issues they may have. On average, Mr. Miles said that they stayed for around 10 to 12 months before moving on to independent accommodation. Matt Garrod, Director of Operations for Housing and Homelessness, said, "A home provides us with warmth, security, attachment and a place of emotional well-being. When young people become homeless, these key elements are stripped away and young people are scared, isolated and in a desperate place. Winston Court steps in to help young people at this traumatic time in their lives when they most need support. Our belief is that the costs of running Winston Court and our other centres around the county is far outweighed by the benefits to the individuals and to society in the longer term." The Evening News has teamed up with the charity to try and get 150 people to take part in the Norwich Sleep Out 2016 on November the 11th. For 18-year-old Jenny Orton, Winston Court has helped her move another step closer to getting a place she can call home. She moved into the accommodation in November 2015, having spent the last 2 years living in hostels around the region. From a young age, Jenny had more responsibility than some adults, as she was required to take care of her 4 younger siblings. She said, "I must have started when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I always took them to school before I would go myself. I would make sure they had lunch if they needed it and prepare dinner for them when I got in. It didn't bother me at the time because I knew I was helping them, and it matured me and helped prepare me for later life." Jenny said she moved away from her parents at 16 due to difficulties at home. After being given accommodation at Winston Court last year and moving to its semi-independent flats in May, she already has plans for the future. "I am ready to go now, and I have a plan to be in my own place by Christmas. I want to spend it with my family in my own flat,"